the challenge focuses on 4 action areas to lay the policy and process framework for a strong solar market. The first is to develop and implement a transparent, consistent, and expedient permitting and interconnection process for residential and small commercial rooftop PV systems. Right now, in many areas across the country, these processes are unpredictable. They can take months, they can cost hundreds to thousands of dollars. So improving these processes is really critical to solar market growth. The second action area is to improve net metering and interconnection standards, which are typically set by the state legislature or Public Utilities Commission. The third action area involves increasing financing options for PV systems. So, of course, residents and businesses are used to paying for electricity over time instead of in a lump sum. So viable financing options are absolutely essential for solar energy to move into the mainstream. And there are a number of ways that states, public utilities commissions, municipally owned utilities can increase access to financing options by clarifying regulations and explicitly enabling models like community solar and third-party ownership. And the fourth action area involves planning and zoning. States and local jurisdictions can enact laws and ordinances to ensure that solar installations are not overly restricted by local rules such as aesthetic requirements or height limitations. So with DOE investing up to $12 million in the first phase of this challenge, it's critical that teams demonstrate measurable progress. We recognize that within each of the 4 action areas, there are multiple ways for jurisdictions to improve. So DOE will use a point scoring approach that allows jurisdictions to demonstrate progress through a variety of policy and practice improvements.